KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky at 48 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance of scattered light rain this afternoon, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, farmers made some record progress putting crops in the ground last week. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
USDA crop report says warm, dry weather allowed the wheels to roll on tractors and planters, and farmers now have 46% of the beans in the ground. That compares to 9% of soybeans planted 1 week before, and it marks the most soybeans farmers have planted by May 3rd since records began in 1974. Bean planting now a full month ahead of schedule. 39% of the expected corn planting got done last week. It's the first time since 2010 that three-quarters of the corn crop has been in the ground by May 3rd. I'm Dar Danielson.
Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said deputies arrested 52-year-old Henrick Leonard Rader of Casey Friday on a Sheriff's Office felony warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. Rader was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $5,000 bond. On April 22nd, deputies arrested 35-year-old Barrett Martin Driscoll of West Des Moines on felony charges of theft in the second degree, possession of meth third or subsequent offense. Driscoll was also charged with OWI and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at he was later released on his own recognizance from the Cass County Jail. Authorities say that 38-year-old Justin Paul Parker of Adair was arrested April 24th on a felony charge of theft in the second degree. Parker was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day at $5,000 bond. Also on April 24th, 58-year-old Corey Lee Christensen of Atlantic was arrested for OWI second offense. Christensen was later released on his own recognizance. And last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 42-year-old Melissa Louise Smart of Bridgewater for OWI first offense. Smart was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on her own recognizance. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report that at around 10:45 a.m. Monday, officers were called to the Perfect Stay Motel on Veterans Memorial Highway for a report of a suicidal male party with a gun. Upon arrival, it was found the subject had fled the motel on foot. Council Bluffs police negotiators were able to make contact with the man by cell phone and keep him on the phone while officers conducted a search of the area. The subject was found in the parking lot of Edwards Motorsports and RVs. Authorities say when he failed to comply with officers' orders on the scene, and a police canine was used to apprehend the man. No gun was found on the subject at the time of his apprehension, and the man was taken to the hospital for mental evaluation. Criminal charges, if any, are pending, and during the course of the incident, surrounding businesses were contacted to inform them of the situation. They were urged to lock down their facilities for their safety until the suicidal man had been located. Now, due to the nature of the call, the individual's name is not being released at this time for his medical privacy. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday said three people who were arrested over the past week were subsequently released from their respective scenes on a citation. Around 3:30 a.m. Saturday, 33-year-old Roger Joseph Drammen of Casey was pulled over by an Adair County deputy for having an improper brake light on the passenger side of his vehicle and failure to give a continuous signal. A check of Drammen's license revealed his driving status had been revoked until November 2020. Drammen is scheduled to appear in court on May 28th. On April 29th, 38-year-old Michael Gale Stewart of Orient was cited for criminal mischief in the fifth degree at around 3:15 that afternoon. Authorities allege Stewart caused damage to property in the 1500 block of 310th Street in Adair County, owned by Gale and Sharon Stewart. About $300 damage was done to a walk-in door at the best residence. And 21-year-old Rayvon Don McFarland of Fontenelle was cited April 26th for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia after authorities investigated a single vehicle accident at the intersection of 220th and Pinewood Avenue in Adair County. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports a man being held in the Pott County Jail was served with a warrant Monday afternoon. 35-year-old Christopher Allen Lundgren of Council Bluffs was presented with a warrant from Douglas County, Nebraska, for being a fugitive from justice. His total bond and all the previous charges amounts to $5,800. An Avoca man was arrested Monday afternoon after he was seen walking on a gravel road after allegedly being kicked out of a vehicle by his girlfriend. 32-year-old Corey Robert Kyle was taken into custody on a warrant for absence from custody. His bond was set at $1,000. Just before 2 a.m. Saturday, 19-year-old Victoria Marie Johans was arrested in Avoca following a suspicious vehicle investigation. Johans was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia and controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Earlier that same morning, 26-year-old Eric Buster Falah was arrested after a Pott County deputy noticed a vehicle on Interstate 80 westbound at mile marker 26. The vehicle had its hazard lights on, and an investigation resulted in Falah's arrest for possession of marijuana for his offense. Last Thursday night, 22-year-old Austin Tyler Gaines was arrested in Council Bluffs for domestic abuse assault for his offense, causing bodily injury. He was taken into custody following an investigation into an altercation that took place between Gaines and his father, Tyler. Earlier that same day, 43-year-old Robert Brockman of Council Bluffs, an inmate at the jail, was served with a warrant to the Pott County Jail. The warrant was for tampering with a witness or juror and violation of a no-contact protective order. Bond of those and other charges amounts to $4,000. And 28-year-old Matthew Anthony Lundgren was arrested in Council Bluffs Thursday morning following a pursuit of a vehicle from a known narcotics residence. Lundgren was taken into custody for interference with official acts and reckless driving. Also arrested last Thursday morning in Council Bluffs was a man previously booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. 46-year-old Sean Anthony Shondell was charged with a sex offender registry violation, second offense. And on April 29, 36-year-old Craig Richard Rogers was arrested for violation of probation after he turned himself in to authorities. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported four recent arrests. Saturday afternoon, 63-year-old Norman Dwayne Lutter of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested for OWI first offense and on a Pott County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Lutter's bond was set at $2,000. Early Friday morning, 21-year-old Gerardo Garcia Gutierrez of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested on Interstate 29 in Mills County. He faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance and contraband, also a drug stamp criminal penalties. His bond was set at $11,000. Two people were arrested at the Pott County Jail on April 28th. 19-year-old Brandon Burghart of Carter Lake was arrested on a Mills County warrant for probation violation with bond set at $5,000. And 39-year-old Brian Regenschild of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Mills County warrant for show cause failure to report for minimus. He was being held in the jail without bond. Elsewhere in the news, Mills County public health officials yesterday said they have been notified of two additional positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Mills County. In that county to date, there have been five confirmed cases, three of which have since recovered. A total of 103 individuals have been tested. The two new cases are both adults in the range of 18 to 40, and they each contracted the virus through community spread. Mills County Public Health is currently conducting contact investigations to identify and follow up with anyone who may have had close contact with the ill individuals. Close contacts are educated about self-monitoring their health status by the health department nurse. They're also required to do daily symptom and temperature checks, as well as quarantine themselves for 14 days as a precaution. Now, officials say there's still a great need for all residents to stay home as much as possible, to stay away from groups of people, and to maintain a six-foot distance from other individuals as there is substantial spread of COVID-19 throughout the state of Iowa. The SWPCO and SWTA offices in Atlantic have reopened for essential visits from the public. Essential visits are those that cannot take place via phone, email, fax, or mail. Visitors are asked to call ahead before coming to the office, to wait in the reception area, utilize the hand sanitizer that's available, and not come in if they're feeling ill. Business with visitors will only be conducted in the reception area of the SWPCO and SWTA offices or the conference room, and visitors will not be able to go to staff offices. A Dropbox has been set up, so many interactions will continue to utilize that Dropbox. Many staff, they said, are still working from home, so if you need to meet with a specific staff member, you should call ahead at 243-4196 to make an appointment. Now, effective tomorrow, SWTA taxi service will resume in Atlantic, Missouri Valley, Harlan, Glenwood, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. For the safety of the public and other SWTA drivers, you're asked to only schedule essential trips, and when possible, ride behind the first two rows on a bus or ride in the rear of vans. Riders should also wear a face mask if at all possible. And riders with mobility devices such as wheelchairs are asked to turn their face away from the driver while their device is being secured. All vehicles have been sanitized and are cleaned daily. The service is open to the public, and fares range from $2.50 each way in town for the general public and $2 each way in town for those age 60 or greater. Taxi tickets that would normally expire July 1st of this year will instead be honored until June 30th of next year. The tickets may be purchased directly from drivers. If you need to purchase tickets from the office in Atlantic, you're asked to call again beforehand at 243-4196, and they will be available for you. Additional information is available on the SWPCO website at www.swpco.org. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.